We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back in quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show, coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio, Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. Dustin Hawkinsmith and Greg Pickle here one more time for Greg's best bets. Looking around college football from the national scene, including Penn State, their matchup with Minnesota. Five big bets for this weekend from Greg Pickle here. And I got to tell you, 5-0 last week to give you a quick recap. That brings Greg to 11-4 through 3 weeks since we started keeping track.
Fade time.
It very well could be fade time. That's a pretty strong win percentage, though. About whatever. Not in the neighborhood sustainable. In the neighborhood of 70%.
Yeah, not sustainable.
You had Michigan giving 18 at Maryland last weekend. Illinois giving 20 to Rutgers. I picked Rutgers and...
Sorry.
Just I think I was wooed by the point by the points in that one. Georgia giving 4 at Florida. I believe 24-17 was the win there. Boston College, boy, this one just looked too good to be true on paper. Getting 2.5 at a pretty troubled Syracuse team. I think they won 58-27. Not even close. Army getting 15 points. I think you were right in kind of figuring out what the game flow was going to be in that game. So that's a win. I think it was, 17-14, I believe, in favor of Air Force. So 15 points covered easily by Army. So what do we have in store as an encore this week? We're going to lead off Penn State giving 6.5 to Minnesota. Tricky matchup because you've got a Minnesota team that not a lot of people are taking seriously as a true national player. Penn State, widely regarded as a national player, comes in as the number 5 team in the country. Minnesota, number 13. 2-8-0 teams. Penn State giving 6.5. You know, almost a touchdown. Well, it'll be interesting to see whether that 6.5 gets to 7 or 7.5, or if it stays just south of a touchdown, could be interesting as we get towards game time.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I think I would love to in this situation. The total's what, like 48 or so, I believe.
Yeah.
I would love to do a 6-point teaser, tease Penn State down to 0.5 and the total up to, you know, 50, mid-50s, yeah. So that might be something I would look at doing. But no, I mean, we made our picks earlier in the show, and we both had Penn State to cover, I believe. I know I did. I believe you did as well. So I would definitely say that this is a game Penn State can't overlook, but it also has – doesn't it have a little bit of the Maryland feel to it where, you know, you're thinking, okay, Penn State on the road, team that it does some interesting things, has some good pieces, could be very challenging, and then it just – I don't know if Penn State's going to win that convincingly, but – it has a lot of that game feel to it where you can find reasons to worry about what Penn State is going to do, but just because you can find them doesn't mean they'll actually work out that way.
Yeah, and I think because Penn State did what they did on the road at Maryland, that was sort of like a realization of what they're capable of. So I don't know that – you know, it took the surprise element off the table to be able to see them perform the way they've performed on the road. And really, I think – by the way, there were 6.5 favorites on the road against Maryland and won 59-0 in that contest. So they are 5-3 against the spread this season. The times they did not cover were Pitt, Purdue, that was 28.5. This is according to Odds Shark. And Michigan, that was 7.5. So their two misses against the spread were by a combined 1 point. So I think Penn State has been pretty good as far as exceeding expectations goes. In this one, expectations are high that they'll be able to cover. I think it just comes down to I just think being battle tested at this stage of the season is important. I like what they were able to show. Speaking of Maryland, in terms of being able to be crisp and to have spent a lot of time really fixing things on their own side of things, I think Penn State's going to come to play in this game. Same. And I just don't think that Minnesota is in the same caliber as Penn State. So we've covered that. How about Purdue giving 1.5 at Northwestern? My first thought here was I think a safety covers it.
Yeah.
2-0. 2-0 will cover it.
You are correct, sir. Yeah. So this is just a game where I had Purdue last week against Nebraska, and I just like him here again. I don't know if Rondell Moore is going to play. It'll be even better in my mind if he does. But this is more about just Northwestern flat out not being a very good football team. Pat Fitzgerald not seemingly have any answers to fix them. And, you know, we talked a lot on this show about Northwestern always seeming to make that one move and that one stretch of the year where they win a bunch of games. I don't know if that's going to happen this year, Dustin. So I like Purdue by at least three.
Yeah, we're looking at a pretty bad. I mean, I don't know if historically bad we can say. This is a team that's averaging 9.8 points per game. They are one third. I'm trying to think how many FBS schools are they? So when I say they're number 130, they are. They might be dead last.
Yeah.
They might be dead last.
That number seems to change depending on which website you use for stats. Some of them have 126. Some of them have 130. I'm not really sure how one site doesn't have four teams, but, you know, at any rate.
I think 130 might be dead last. I'll get an answer for that. So, anyway, 130 in pass efficiency, 126 in passing offense, 128 total offense. Just a brutal offense so far. Now, it is within Northwestern's character to just come right out and defy what the numbers say is possible. I just don't know if I see it in this Northwestern team in particular. Those are some hefty struggles for them so far. They have lost six games in a row. They scored 3 points at Indiana. They got shut out at home against Iowa, 3 points against Ohio State. Just a struggle. That the only time they've scored more than 15 points in a game was week two against UNLV. Their only win so far, 30-14. I just, even Northwestern, I'm not predicting for any kind of rapid turnaround here. We'll see. This might just be just the time for Pat Fitzgerald.
Yep.
and his team to kind of break out of that funk. But boy, they have been brutally bad. Purdue sure hasn't been a ton better, but I like them to cover, I think, too. It's the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're looking around college football now. These are Greg Pickle's best bets for the weekend on a national level. We've already picked Penn State to cover the spread against Minnesota. We're looking at some other games as well. Segment brought to you by GoPSURV.com. If you're interested in a Penn State home weekend, you're running out of time. You got two opportunities left. GoPSURV.com has you covered in both. Some special offers for the Indiana and Rutgers games. Check them out at GoPSURV.com or go check out GoPSURV on Facebook. How about Florida State in the midst of a coaching change, giving two at Boston College? Boston College you picked them to cover last week. Now you're picking against them.
Yep.
With Willie Taggart now gone from Florida State. What's the reasoning here?
I just like the idea of backing a team that has a little bit of talent, and Florida State does. Look, I know that they are not a very good looking football team right now, but they have a little bit of talent. I mean, and I like the idea of a team that has to get on an airplane and they all rally around each other. They're away from any sort of outside noise and concerns in the Sunshine State. They head up to Boston College. And look, this is not a great Boston College team either. So, I mean, I know they're 6-2, but it's kind of a yawning 6-2 in my opinion. So, I don't know. I think they go up there. I think they get the job done. I think that, if you slow down A.J. Dillon, you have a shot most weeks. And I think they'll be able to do that. Florida State gets it done on the road, rally behind their new coach. I read that he's been there like 36 years as an assistant. So, a lot of respect in that program for him. The kids are going to want to go out and play well. And I just think it all goes together to pick up a victory on the road.
Interesting line here, Wisconsin giving 8.5 at Iowa. It's a Wisconsin team that has lost momentum. It's also a road environment at Iowa. That's not an easy place to play. But I think Wisconsin, you know, to me, they're just a little bit better across the board than Iowa is. I think both teams are trying to accomplish the same things at their heart. You know, Kirk Ferentz isn't much different than Paul Chryst is. They want to establish that run game. They're going to play pretty conservative. They're going to lean on their defense. They're going to try to run behind, you know, big offensive lines. But Wisconsin, 8.5, it seems like a lot of points. But does. You like them to cover.
It does. Yeah. This is probably the one I feel the worst about at this point. Because it does feel like a lot of points. But I just think Wisconsin, when it gets going with Jonathan Taylor and that offense gets cranked up, they're very difficult to stop. And I think Wisconsin's going to be able to run through them at will. And because of that, yeah, I think they'll win this game by 2 touchdowns. So, you know, it does feel like a big number, but to me, it just feels like Wisconsin is the biggest advantage in this game is Wisconsin's rushing attack against Iowa's run defense, and I think that'll ultimately end up being the difference.
What are you thinking, like a 28-14 kind of
game? That sounds about right, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. I don't know what the over-under is, but that sounds about right to me. There's some projection required here. You know, you need to project Wisconsin getting back on track after a couple of losses, one of those being on the road to Illinois. So you have to be able to put that in the rearview mirror, and I think it's important that you treat every week as a little different than the other weeks and not care, not hold on too tightly to that Illinois game.
Right.
The thing about, you know, all gambling, all football, and even the NFL level, but especially in college, is that week to week, there's just a big threat of a letdown. Wisconsin had theirs,
right?
But I think at their core, this is a pretty good football team. It's a better football team than Iowa. I would tend to lean towards the Hawkeyes losing but covering in this one. I would say more like a 20-13 kind of deal, but
yeah.
We'll see what happens. Every time I've gone devil's advocate, I've been wrong. So we'll
maybe see. This is the week you're right.
Devil's advocate on Rutgers. Note to self,
right?
Never
yeah,
do that.
Never
again.
That. Yeah.
Never
right.
do. Like if you're just trying to swim against the current with a Rutgers team, betting on a Rutgers team at any situation is a bad move. One more here: Alabama, 6.5. They're giving in a big matchup against LSU. I gotta say, I kind of agree with this one. You know, that there's a mystique here. There's some big game that Alabama's been in. I think they've had pretty good control over this series with LSU, even though
right.
a lot of them have had, you know, a lot of national storylines to them. But this one might be a lesson time for LSU. You think?
I just think so. Yeah, I think Alabama gets up early in this game and just takes control. How many times have we seen Nick Saban coach teams do that? Where they jump out to, you know, a quick lead, or it's not always 2 touchdowns. Sometimes it's 10-0 or something like that. But they get out to a lead and they don't look back, and they just have a way of suffocating teams. So I just have a feeling that is how this game is going to go.
And I just think in general for a lot of these games, I'm just going to have a hard time picking against Alabama until somebody proves that they deserve that kind of thing. We're not talking about Alabama enough, I'm afraid. I know that their resume has not been top notch, but this is still Alabama. This is still a really talented team, and LSU is going to have to prove it. I think the odds makers reflected that now. Alabama giving 6.5. So just to recap, Penn State giving 6.5 to Minnesota, Purdue giving 1.5 to Northwestern, Florida State giving 2 points at Boston College, Wisconsin giving 8.5 at Iowa, and Alabama giving 6.5 at home against LSU. You're picking 4 road favorites and a home favorite in Alabama. We'll see how that unfolds. We'll recap you next week on Greg's Best Bets. For now, that's it for us on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Thanks for tuning in.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker, former NFL player and now host on the Keystone Sports Network, telling you about GoPSURV.com. I had an unbelievable experience for the Wisconsin game with my wife. My father-in-law came up. We had an absolute blast tailgating at GoPSURV.com. If you don't know about it or you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do so immediately. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.